You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Bitch, we live.
Hey.
We live again. Hey. This time reporting from Royal Oak, baby.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We had to switch the venue
switching
on you.
It up.
So if you pull up to the old spot, because we made that spot hot, so we had to
just let us know and we'll pull up after. It's not a big deal.
All right, so at the top of the show, let's go ahead and let people know where they can reach us. If you want to get with us, that will be all of us. Killer, Slimmy Fats, and Detroit Red, we are accessible on Facebook at The Stew Podcast. Also, you can find us on Instagram at The Stew Podcast, and also on Snapchat, where, Killer? Because I forgot. You remember?
The Stew Podcast.
Boom. Is that something?
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Me personally, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, Detroit Red 2, the number 2.
And you can also find me on Instagram as CMF_Kenzie3.
All right. You can find your boy Slimmy Fats on Instagram at Slimmy_Fats. That's FATTS. All right. And we got a special guest in the building today.
Uh-oh.
As well.
Special guest. Stop the press.
Stop the press.
Special guest.
Yeah, we got Lil Blade in here. You want to say something to the fans out there?
Lil Blade in the building.
What's the deal, man?
What's good? What's good? We got a great show planned for you guys today. Before we do that, you know, we got to do our ceremonial toast it up. Toast it up.
All right. All right. I got my pop.
You got your Lil Blade. You tossed up that Faygo.
We don't like to do
it. Hey, Faygo owes
that's
some money.
Illegal.
You got a couple more years to pop bottles of VIP.
But when you get there.
Yeah, you got the 21st birthday.
Most definitely.
Turning up.
Right. All right, so our topics today, folks, we have, of course, we got to talk about Ezekiel Elliott. He's been all over the news. I'm honestly sick of it, but we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the Charlottesville riot and the protests that followed that from the athletes. We want to talk about the NFL preseason week one rising stars, because we got a lot of people who are doing big things that are relevant to you if you play fantasy. We'll talk about Bron and KD playing together in the rec league. D-Wade reaching a buyout. Where will he go next? Kyrie meets with LeBron. And we'll talk a little bit about fantasy football for you people who suck at it and who need some help.
Uh-oh.
Right.
All right. So to kick off. First topic, Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended for 6 games.
6 games.
That's all?
That's all. All right. He didn't get the Ray Rice death sentence.
All right.
Damn. But he did get a 6-game suspension because I guess his girlfriend, he had like a couple different incidents with his girlfriend. So even the controversy is, even though the police didn't find anything, the NFL suspended him anyway. So the question is, do you think the punishment is too harsh? Or
you can't suspend somebody without evidence. That make no sense.
It don't. Well, right. They did have evidence, though.
But this
you said they ain't find nothing. What they find?
All right, so the police didn't find nothing, right? However, the NFL has their own little, like, I guess, little, I don't know, private investigators, right?
Right.
Like their own little police force. So when something happens, they'll go and investigate. So they found a bunch of pictures of her with, like, bruises on her body. I'm assuming they probably hit the phone record.
It's fine. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Right, so.
This is my thing. Okay, does the NFL hold themselves to be, like, a greater moral compass than the United States government judicial system? That's what I need to know. I mean, obviously they do, because the courts didn't find anything to really pursue a case, but the NFL with good old Commander-in-Chief, Roger Goodell, you know what I'm saying? He steps in the building. And he's like, hey, no, we're gonna.
My wife is calling me mid-show.
Come on, wifey.
You know what I'm doing between 8 and 9.
My office hours are
all right, from 9 to 5.
Talk to my secretary.
Hey, so yeah, that's my thing. On one hand, but to be honest though, this guy has had incident after incident after incident too.
Yes,
like this is not the first time. Like he had issues with domestic violence like plenty of times before this.
True.
So where there's smoke, there's usually a fire.
That's true.
And look at his head. He in his neck, man. Something's wrong. He can't be all the way there, man.
Yeah, he built like a. He got the head of a pit bull.
Right, man.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to wear his jersey all rolled up like a belly top. He came with the belly top shirt, man.
Man, don't what, know he what he does is. Has nothing to do with how he wears his jersey.
She probably called him gay and he got offended.
Yeah, that might have been it.
And he was like, what?
Call me gay.
It's supposed to be my girl.
Right.
No, but on the other hand.
He asked for something
though,
that was a little strange in the bedroom. And she's like, oh, no. Do you want a man, Ezekiel?
And then he went off.
He went off.
He also had the incident where he popped the girl's titty out. Like, I think that.
Janet did it on her own.
You seen that, little
boy?
You seen that?
Not at all.
Why?
Never happened.
So they were at like a Mardi Gras type of situation. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. Like they had beads or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he gave her some beads, but then he tried to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? Like she didn't want to pull hers out. And it was. Like somebody down at the bottom recording, just a fan or whatever, they're seeing him wilding. Right. So
wow,
he been
he's
showing like a lot of reckless
though.
Behavior.
He's like,
yeah.
If you get my Mardi Gras beads, you know what you're supposed to do.
Period. You got some for free, so
you
now I'm doing
it
by
it,
force.
Though.
Is what
no,
he's
he
thinking.
Can't.
Maybe.
I mean, that
I mean,
shows
I know that,
he
that
has
you're
a
used to it, but you can't, Donald.
This is
Trump.
My thing. Though.
You can't
like,
just grab things.
This is my thing, though. Like, man, please, like, you're an NFL athlete. You're a millionaire. Like, if she says no, she doesn't want you, man, just move on. I'm pretty sure right. Your best friend does. You
there's
know?
A line
right.
Behind
like, I don't get it with these guys, man.
I don't get it. It must be like an ego trip type of situation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I believe it is.
Like, how you gonna not want me?
Right. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Right.
I'm gonna make tripping. You want me.
They are tripping.
But the thing is, okay, so you were saying it is the NFL, the end-all, be-all, what, the moral, you know,
moral
judgment.
Compass. Mm-hmm. I thought it was all night, moral compass.
Okay, but is it or is it not a privilege to be in the NFL?
It is. What does that
so
mean?
So when you go to private school and you get suspended because of bad behavior, they don't have to let you back in. They don't have to let you take your classes and get that diploma or degree or whatever it may be.
That's true.
A privilege to be there. And if you cannot act accordingly, then bye.
That's a good point. I like that.
It's like any other job. If you don't, it's like get
if
down and lay down.
Perform,
yeah,
if you don't
perform,
if you
don't, gotta go.
You know, you it, any company that you work for, you do something bad and it makes them look bad. Who are they going to get rid of?
I just want to be selfish, though, and say that...
of course.
Just let them back in, you know, for my fantasy purposes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I think that the six-game suspension is a little harsh. I would go with probably, like, 3. Just be like, okay. But I guess that's the protocol, though, for domestic violence is 6-game suspension. Man,
that's half the season, almost.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Well,
man.
Is he going to learn his lesson?
I mean, we don't know if he hit her.
Yeah.
Now there he is, no
but we do we not know?
I don't know anything. I haven't seen
you're right. She just roll down the stairs.
I mean, I've just seen a bunch of situations where females just be making stuff up, trying to.
You're
get
right,
a
but
joke,
like
so you never know.
That's true, and that happens a lot with NFL players or anybody with money. Period.
Right. I think I agree with you, Lil Blade, but I also understand NFL's perspective because when you think about it, he had like 5 other incidents. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, true. Maybe she is lying, but the fact that people keep lying on you, you know what I mean? Where they, like they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. So you, like,
well, I mean, how many cases? How many cases did
mom,
Bill Cosby have?
True.
And then he walked out.
Yeah,
like,
they were trying to frame.
Give me
boy.
Some pudding.
They were trying to frame my boy, Pill Cosby. On, young Pill Cosby ain't did nothing to nobody.
All right, we got to move on. We run out of time on Zeke. I mean, that's something that will be weekly. We'll be having weekly updates on Zeke. I'm sure. So
leave your comments. We have a Facebook. We have an Instagram. Leave your comments.
Most definitely.
Leave your opinions. Let us know. We'll talk about it next time.
And leave messages, folks. If you want to drop a line, just go to our Facebook page at the Stew Podcast on Facebook. You can hit the message button and send us a message. But speaking of that,
too.
Oh, we can call. What's the number?
Yeah, we can call in. The number is 248-579.
Bad eyes, bad 52. Eyes.
52. The paper's kind of like crooked, so I can't see.
Can you help us out here? There we go.
So 248-579-5295.
Okay, so we want to. I'm going to do something on the fly then, because I forgot about that, Lil Blay. I want you to go live on your Instagram and then tell your fans to call in. We're going to get to that point in the show, but they can call in and holler at you, I'm sure.
Right. Okay.
Some little young, you know what I'm saying?
Tenderonis, you feel?
All right. So, athletes are speaking out about the Charlottesville riot. If you have been living under a rock and do not know, in Charlottesville, Virginia, there was a protest for a Confederate statue that was voted to be taken down. All right. So KKK and other white supremacist groups like the neo-Nazis, they got together and they were there to protest the taking down of the statue that they love. OK, so they were very passionate about it. You had some people on the opposite side of that that came down, like people from Black Lives Matter, other just random liberals, white liberals. It was people of all kind of races there. A young white lady got killed and ran over, unfortunately. So it got really, really ugly. And it made a lot of people feel like it was the 60s again. All right. So as a result of that, LeBron, he sent out a tweet. And LeBron was basically blaming Donald Trump for, I guess, the rise in racism, for lack of better words. And in his canter, also said something to the point of, you know, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, someone who's not a U.S. citizen. And then KD just blatantly said, and excuse me, Ma, if you listen, but KD said, we don't fuck with Trump. That's what he said. I didn't
excuse me, Ma.
Yeah, KD, I mean, a lot of people don't fuck with Trump.
Right. I mean, you got a lot of former Trump supporters that
are
like kind of backtrack, like,
taking it back.
If I could take that boat back, I would. But I'm like, this should have known. Everybody knew this, but
everybody should have known.
But the thing is, in my opinion, it's not that there's a rise in racism. Mm-hmm. It's that it's more acceptable to be racist.
Okay, thank you for saying
openly.
That. Thank you for saying that, because I actually forgot LeBron's quote, his tweet, and that's what he said. He said that Donald Trump made it fashionable to be racist.
Not even that, though. Now we have all these social media.
I would like to, I thought I would never say these words, but I would like to thank Donald Trump because what he's doing is
bringing out everyone's true colors.
He's bringing out the racist. I would much rather the racist be racist to me in front of me, or just be racist totally and not be hiding behind a badge
in my face.
Or hide behind a doctor's uniform or something like that.
Just be out with
it. Be out with it so I can know what to expect from you.
If danger is approaching, I would like to know.
Right. And like you said, he didn't spike the rise of racism. He just brought it to the forefront and made people feel comfortable showing his racism.
Exactly.
That's true.
And it's like, well, okay, show me what you're worth and show me what you're all about, and I'm going to show you what I'm all about.
So do you, P, want to show somebody some hands? I'm sensing that energy.
Put them paws on you.
If you're racist, pull up.
Do you guys think, Lil Blade, do you think that athletes should be speaking out? Because on the flip side, there's been a lot of athletes that we'll talk about later that's been saying, that ain't my place. I play football. Y'all do that. So
everybody got the right to say what they thinking, you know? But I don't understand saying, like, I play football, that's y'all problem. Like, you live in the same country as us.
Hey, man.
You know? Right. Somebody could do some racist stuff to you just because you an athlete don't mean, you know. People might be more scared to say something to you, but anything can happen for real.
Right.
It's going to affect you.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, whether you're in the NFL, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. We're all human, right? We all have our own opinions.
Right.
Some people, whether they are homeless or whether they have millions of dollars, they are more comfortable either sitting back or speaking up. It just so happens that these athletes have a bigger platform and have more of a following.
Yeah.
So with that comes more scrutiny. Yeah. Comes more.
Because you can say one thing and then somebody blow it up and make it totally different than what you meant it to mean.
Exactly.
True. So you got to be careful. But for these people that were these KKK members and these Nazis, whatever they were, that were there to kind of like stop the statue from being brought down, are the same people that saying like, hey, slavery was such and such so many years ago, get over it. But my thing to you is like, well, get over the Civil War. You know, you guys
You lost. You lost.
Right.
Bro.
Put the Confederate flag down and get over it.
Let's all move on. How about that?
Right.
Move you move on from the Civil War, and I can move on. I'm lying, but you know.
I mean, I'm not going to really do it, but I mean.
It's still affecting us, really.
Right.
So,
that kind of like ties us into like this, the Kaepernick.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we have a few athletes stepping up, like Marshawn Lynch. I think it was Michael Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did his brother step up too, or just Michael?
His brother. They asked him about it, and he just said, "I support my brother 100%."
Right. Okay. So yeah. So it was Michael Bennett. They stepped up there. Well, they sat down during the national anthem.
Right.
And that's a big thing. I applaud those guys because they make me reconsider my stance on boycotting the league. I still may do it, but I may just watch to see who else steps up and then support them in their silent revolution.
But that's a problem, though. I feel like everybody sits back and waits to see what everyone else is doing. And now, because Kaepernick didn't, now he's the lone soldier. And, I mean, now he has an outpouring of love, but he also has death threats coming in by the hour, you know, because he took that stance on his own. So, I mean, it goes both ways. If you feel a certain way and you have that platform to speak out on it, why not?
Right. I'm just happy that somebody picked up the protest. I was kind of afraid, like, that they would use Colin Kaepernick as an example because they made a great example out of him.
Yeah.
You protest, you out of here. You ain't going to get no job. It don't matter if you went to the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
It don't matter if you got the best legs in the game, the leg and arm combo. If you protest, you gone. So I'm just happy that, you know, Michael Bennett and Marshawn Lynch had the kahunas enough or the nuts, you know, to stand up and do something. Right. So at least somebody's carrying a torch. So do you think that they're going to blackball them too?
I mean, I think they're going to look at the situation and realize, like, it ain't going to stop. It's not going to stop, you know. People going to express themselves in the way they want to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not like he doing anything bashing the NFL. He just doing what he personally feel, you know.
And then
that's some of the best players in the league. You think they're going to kick them out the league.
Exactly. Somebody who just, like Michael Bennett, just signed like a new deal. I don't know what it, I think it's like a 3 year. So it's different from Kaepernick. Right. And
then Lynch don't give a fuck.
So yeah, he just Marshawn, wild. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Marshawn, like,
but
what
I
y'all gonna do?
Like,
pull up.
Exactly.
I'm just here to
but
get
But I feel
back.
Like every situation, every person that's doing this, I mean, it really just all comes down to money, right? Like, Kaepernick's not doing well. And the first thing that people have to say about it is, well, he sucks.
Right.
So, whatever. But when people that are actually players, people that are, you know, the league's going to lose money off of, then people start paying attention a little bit more. I had someone just comment, there's no reason to sit down during the national anthem. They're Americans.
I love comments.
They're only putting their families and their self down by doing that. How?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. First of all, what's his name?
George Hensley.
George Hensley III. I'm just gonna add that into your name
because
it's supposed to be on there. Because
we're gonna RIP you real quick.
We're gonna RIP George and move on because we'll get lost. Yeah.
So,
but George, did you know that the writer of the national anthem owned slaves, and he said.
And don't make the argument that, George Washington. Yeah, we get
no,
it.
So,
a
no,
lot of people
so,
own slaves.
So he owned slaves, and he said this is for the land of the free and the home of the brave. And at the moment that he wrote this song,
he was
African-American people weren't free. So it wasn't for us anyway.
It was not.
So why should I stand up
just
for
try
a
the
song
soup.
That wasn't even meant for me? So George Hensley, Hemsworth III.
The third, because, I mean.
That's why they don't have to stand up for that. And I, let's clarify this. I know we got to move on.
I'll add something to George too. Okay. I've got to sprinkle some sauce on top.
Don't fall, dog. Don't fall. Check his chair screws. We don't want nobody to die in here.
So, but yeah, go ahead, sprinkle sauce on top.
Because the sauce on top,
dude.
If you haven't seen it, check out the Instagram. Check out the Facebook.
Yeah. Someone took an L, folks. Don't listen to that. We in the studio.
He's actually Detroit Red number the third because the second.
All right, so George, listen, man. Who is the true patriot? Somebody who is standing up for the Constitution and somebody who believes in the country, believes that the country is better than what they are showing, or somebody who stands up for the flag anyway, even though the country is not living up to the values and the promises that they put in the Constitution?
Right.
Ask yourself that, George.
And also,
and before
George,
you answer it,
go ahead.
Forget that Colin Kaepernick is the color that he is. Imagine if he was Tom Brady.
Right.
And that's all for George. Right. I ain't gonna spend too
but
much
George,
time.
But George, you know what? One more thing. Americans, how
you
many
just made
times,
famous, George?
Right.
George,
tune in
you're
next
welcome,
week, George.
George.
But
social media about
how many
work.
Americans? Right. Okay, so you know, I played sports my whole life, right?
What'd you
doesn't
play?
Matter. Huh?
What'd you play?
I played basketball, volleyball, and track.
Oh, look
in
at you.
High school. And then in college, I played basketball and volleyball.
And she went All-American in horseshoes.
Dang.
That's a hood game. That she did not lie. Play that.
Oh,
she
went.
He was like, dang, how say, you do that?
I didn't know. It was.
And I'll whoop your ass in bowling, but that's, you
first
know,
of all,
whatever.
In order, I got to interrupt, Joel.
Uh-oh.
In order to play horseshoes, you got to have a lawn that is not taken care of.
Really? We're going to talk about lawns.
So that you had a dust, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ran on some shitty tracks, but I still won.
I didn't know.
So what's your point?
Full-blown sport. I thought that was just like a family reunion.
All right. Letterman Jack with the horseshoe.
I thought that was just a phrase. I thought that was for good luck. People play that?
No, finish your thought, though.
Yeah,
I
my bad.
Interrupt you.
Well, you know, I lose thought, Mister. Your ADHD.
My life, y'all can holler at Lil Blake.
Your ADHD. Lost my train of thought. Well, okay. So how many times have you, before a sports game, whether it's just a local, high school, college, whatever, or down to any professional league, how many people are really paying attention to the words? People take off their hats, but what are they doing? They're checking their phones, they're picking their nose.
It's like a religious ceremony.
They don't care. They really don't care.
They don't care.
And I've seen
certain people,
soldiers say, listen, I've been to war. I did three tours. I don't even believe in this shit. Mm-hmm. So for people who have been sitting behind their keyboard talking all this mad shit like they're so tough, talking about we're Americans. Well, I mean, what about the national anthem really makes you an American? You're only an American because you support the national anthem? Since when?
I am an American because I pay taxes.
So Wesley Snipes is not an American.
That's it. Well, it's
you
a point of debate.
Same, you guys are the same
debate.
Color.
Oh, he
I'm just wondering.
He don't pay taxes?
He went to jail for not paying his taxes.
Then he had to pay.
Yeah, then he had to pay.
It wasn't a choice.
All right.
We're not going to get on that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, you know, we're getting off.
That'll
be for next. So
we're going to have a full, like, Kaepernick debate episode where we can have
national
George and all,
anthem
his
debate.
All his buddies.
Yeah, George, we're going to invite you in.
You know what, George? Pull up.
Yeah, pull up George Hemsworth.
But listen.
Pull up to 645 East Griswold.
Leave your opinions. Let us know. Respond to to everything that we said. Let us hear it. And then we'll talk about it next time.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah, he's going to leave some comments.
George is only the second now.
Okay,
but
so
wait.
Let's move right along to like something more upbeat.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
NFL preseason week one. You know, it was some... It was some people that stood out a little bit.
Okay.
So let's talk about a few rising stars you see out there.
Oh.
I like Kenny Galladay for the Lions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that, Lil Blake?
I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't watch it.
I don't blame you.
I'm gonna leave this to y'all. I'm just listening.
It's okay.
Me and you still got an opinion though.
Right. They boycotted.
Keep it in there.
For those of you who don't know, Lil Blade was an extremely talented athlete. All right. Yeah, he could have went to the league. You know what I'm saying? I'm put it out there right now. He could be in the league right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
He decided to move on to bigger and better things,
right?
Because you know of petty stuff that happens in the NFL. See, y'all missed out on a great athlete. All right. So anyway, all right. So I like Kenny Golladay. He caught 2 touchdowns. And they were poorly thrown balls, in my opinion, by the ex-Michigan quarterback. What's his name? Anybody remember?
I'm boycotting my brother.
Doesn't matter. All right.
No, I don't know.
Ex-Michigan guy threw him some little, like, some lame ducks that was wallowing in the air. And he made some big grabs. I like Matt Trubisky for the Chicago Bears. They drafted him. That was a first-round draft pick. I think he went high within the lottery, most definitely. I like him. I like Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, to me, kind of looks like the new Dak Prescott. And I also like Leonard Fournette in week 1.
Well, okay. Of course, you guys know I'm boycotting NFL this year. But what I can speak on is Deshaun Watson, he's just a fucking winner. Like, when the bright lights are on, everything is on the table, it's clutch time, that boy just going to show up. You know, so I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. He reminds me of Donovan McNabb a little bit, to be honest with you.
Just because of preseason, though?
No, because of college and just seeing how other great NFL quarterbacks play and respond to certain situations in college. I see that in him. He just has a winner spirit. Like,
I play the devil's advocate once again?
Sure, we would love, or George can, but we'd rather you do it.
Oh, George already got back to us. George, we'll hit this another
George
day.
George said, like, what the who nanny are you guys talking about?
Listen, this is some malarkey. That's what he said. That's malarkey. How we started it out, in bold letters, so you
whenever
know.
Whenever something starts off with malarkey.
No, he said that his whole family is in the military. But we can discuss this at a later date.
Yeah.
Continue to leave your opinions, your comments, and we will address them.
But George, just to put it out there though, I applaud. We still talking to George. We're blowing
George
up.
George, man.
We're going to body, but like we
George,
don't get it twisted.
Right.
Don't get it twisted.
We
want
to hear about it, George.
Don't get it twisted though. Like we appreciate everything that the armed forces are doing for
absolutely.
Us to allow us to have podcasts like this and speak our mind.
And I also have family
and to give me
the army,
and also to give me
military,
the right to sit down and not
all
and
of
not
it. So I can relate to you on that. But that's for
so,
a later
so
discussion.
So back to the devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate. Okay. So, this ADHD is really
hitting. Yeah, it hit you hard. Right. We were talking about Deshaun Watson.
We're talking about,
I'm just talking about, okay, so how many players came from college, you know, that were supposed to be this big deal and didn't do shit? Or how many people who were, you know, who weren't supposed to be a big deal, showed out in preseason, then didn't do shit during regular season? Or how many people didn't do shit? I'm just saying
questions.
It. I mean, there's
how
just
many
because.
Are you going for
yeah, right.
Okay.
How many questions have you come up with?
I'm just saying, this is all falling under the same bracket of questions, sir. Question.
Questions.
Questions.
I speak the Queen's English.
But just because you had whatever, how many good games during the preseason, or however good you were in college, does not mean you're gonna be shit later. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's not promised.
But you have to believe, and you want everybody wants to be that guy to say, "Hey, I knew he was gonna be the shit before he was a shit, so I'm the shit."
Shout out to Vino for thinking everybody is a shit.
But everyone, every athlete also wants to be a professional athlete. Does that happen?
No.
Everybody, right. Everybody who's rooting
you
for
you play
that.
The game.
We play to win the game.
Hello.
I'm just saying, and how many families are behind those athletes that, hey, my dream is to be a professional athlete? How many families stand behind them and say, you know what, my boy's the best or my girl's the best? We
what
get
up,
it.
Cuz? I got some Facebook shout outs from my cousin. I got to shout out my family. You know what I'm saying? What up, though?
You know what? We're selling George.
Okay, no, so okay. All right.
Lil Blade, time out. You got to have a rookie that you're looking for.
Pause.
You got a rookie that you're looking for?
In the NFL?
Yeah. You played this sport.
What's his name? What's his name? He went to MSU. Malik.
Malik who? Who is that?
Huh.
You ain't talking about,
not
pause.
The one that got swung on
pause.
By Draymond.
Uh-oh.
No, no,
no. You're talking about the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Not the one that was crying in the bedroom.
He got drafted to the Seahawks.
At night.
Yeah, he's a cornerback.
Yeah. Damn, he went to Southfield. Malik Mick.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
He played cornerback.
Shout out to the hometown products, man. And,
hey.
And by the way, that's something that we are really going to focus on at the Stu this season, football
Absolutely.
And basketball. We are really going to try to make a platform for these young guys because too many times, like I don't know this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Malik McDowell.
There's no reason why I shouldn't know that he came from Southfield. So if y'all tune in here and lock in, man, we'll put y'all on our local talent, man, so we can celebrate our local talent. All right, so next topic. What's
moving
up?
On.
Before
moving.
We move on.
Oh, my bad. Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Before we move on, let's give a shout-out to our sponsor.
Yes.
Hey.
Cabresto Tequila. Can we
wait, wait, let me see it.
Cabresto, Cabresto.
Okay.
I like to drink Cabresto.
Mister, hey. Is
I don't
the
know
water.
If that was that
don't even say
yeah, my bad.
That's, the, that's their new commercial. So.
But, yeah, this Cabresto, this is the Reposado. I mean, it is so smooth. It gets you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And best of all, you don't have a hangover in the next day. That's what I love. No hangover. Cabresto. Slimmy Fast approved. Like, hey.
I approve. I've had multiple sips.
Trust me.
It's
best.
Tasty.
Cabresto. Go get you a bottle. If they don't have it at your liquor store, tell them to get it.
We love our sponsor, Cabresto. As you can see, we have the signatures on here.
Yeah, this is a very special
it's signed.
Rare bottle.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is going to go on the wall of fame of drunkenness.
All right.
This is dope right
That bottle right there is worth $800.
$800,000.
$800 bottle, folks. We only do big things.
Big
we
things.
Got a stunt. We got Lil Blade in the
field. Yeah, we got Lil Blade.
You know how much you could get for a Cabresto in the stew?
Hey.
We had the stunt.
Hey, that ain't nothing. I'll take the $800 in my hand.
I feel you.
Right. Smart man. Smart
I'll set it right now for $20.
I'll go buy me an ice mountain and give me the $800.
First of all.
What up?
Underage.
People saying we caught because he's a defensive tackle. We ain't know that, blah, blah, blah. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Pull up.
Hey, is this somebody you cool with?
Yeah, this is our homies. This is Sean with a G.
Okay.
It's Will.
He was about
you know
to get disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Let me make sure that ain't
how far can I go with
take
this?
That. I'm going to take that. First of all, Michigan State sucked ass.
Oh!
So I watched them motherfuckers last year. Okay?
Okay, but for real, I love college. I don't care what college sport it is. I love it so much.
Yeah,
more
I like college more than professional.
There's so much more heart.
Because I feel like it's more competitive.
It's
more exciting.
Yeah.
And they're playing for the love of it. Like, you get so much stuff that, like, affects everything. Like, oh, this is my contract year, so I'm gonna go hard, or
right.
I just got that big contract, I ain't trying to get injured.
And it's
so
like,
now, you know,
I like to see excitement. Like, I want to see something exciting. It's like in the NFL, they be having super long drives. Like,
right.
I don't know why I want to watch
because everyone's so damn good.
I want to see somebody right. just break loose and go score.
Right,
that's what I like to see. And that's what college got for real.
So who you think U of M can win a national?
Uh oh.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I mean, I'm not. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm sorry,
he needs another.
You're not a Michigan fan.
I roll with Ohio State.
No!
Take me down, Lord. Not the son of the Great Lake Ruler.
That's the son of the
it.
Great Lake Ruler.
You know what? Get him on. Hey. This is. Yeah, we just want
to
record
the, Great ain't got
the last
to do with
time
Ohio.
You spoke on the mic
hey,
for saying what you just said. I can't even repeat
oh, yeah.
the words.
Actually,
sir.
They do
what?
Though. Actually, they do.
Why?
I'm the ruler of Toledo. Right now. No. But yeah, I always liked Ohio State. I don't know what.
Hey. Might be the Scarlet, man.
Hey.
The Scarlet and Silver.
Terrell Pryor was my dude for real when he was there.
Oh, Terrell
yeah.
was a beast.
TP was nice.
He was a beast. So,
NBA?
I'm sorry
NBA.
To come back, but people are arguing and roasting George
We got to lead George in the tracks. George,
I'm sorry, we don't even have to.
We gonna tell them to pull up.
Hey, I was about to let the jokes go.
I mean, if you weren't already here, I'd tell you to pull up on that Ohio State shit, though.
But, but yeah, man, it's 8:46. I mean,
you gotta get the moving.
Got to get moving.
NBA.
Yeah, we're gonna run through the NBA real quick because it's not their time to shine. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't y'all season.
But we're gonna run through it. Where we at? We're at
Bron and KD and Melo played together in the rec league.
I mean,
whatever.
I mean, they play together all the time.
Predicted. There's stuff going on in the league.
I'll pose a question.
As always.
If they were smart, they would not go on the same NBA team. That's not even smart.
It's not smart to do, but what do you think about them? What do you think about the level of competition? Because I'm old enough to say my era. You know what I'm saying? This is your era of superstars.
Right.
So it's a disconnect. Like, I got Kobe, Jordan. That whole era of stars, they didn't play, you know what I'm saying, with each other.
Yeah.
They ain't rock with each other in the summer. You know what I'm saying? So, how, like, do you think that's cool to do?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they still people.
I mean, but
does it? I mean, you're already getting paid, right? Is it really fair to just stack teams the way that they've been doing?
So, I mean, yeah.
So this is my thing, though. If you at a pickup game, you at the court in the hood, you're gonna pick the best players out there to be on your team.
Right. But when you at the court in the hood, you're not making $1 million a game.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
You're right. But so, I mean,
so that, I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem with you laughing and juggling with the other team during the game. Like, once it's on, once that ball's tip is fuck y'all. Like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? We enemies to after. Like, okay, right. After.
Well,
I
guess it would depend on who they was playing, because if the competition was way up under them, then I see the problem.
Well, that's life.
It depends on who they was playing.
True.
Let's go out for ice cream afterwards.
Though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if they playing Westbrook and Draymond and who else? And somebody else, I see that. But if they just playing like some D-League people, I ain't.
Real quick, who did you go for this finals?
I was going for the Cavs, man. I was upset.
You a Bron fan?
Yeah, I was.
All right, boo.
I shed a couple of tears.
I hope you didn't look like Bron on that one meme.
My mama came downstairs and said, "What's wrong with you?"
What's wrong, baby girl?
I said, "Don't worry about it."
Come the ruler of Toledo.
All right, okay. So I'm talking about the Cavs lost. I might need the Cavs that room clean. I said, all right, Mom.
I mean,
speaking of the Cavs, though, D Wade just reached his buyout. So, do you think he's going to go to the Cavs, or where you guys think D Wade is going to end up now that he's bought out with the Chicago Bulls?
I'm going to let our guest answer first.
He might as well go back to Miami. I mean, he's getting old, man.
Is that what you think he's going to do?
I don't know what he's going to do. But I don't know. But I think he should go back to Miami because he's coming up on retirement. He might as well finish out where he started.
I think so, too. I think he should go ahead, you know what I'm saying, hang that jersey up.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. You know what I'm saying?
Going to the Bulls, he couldn't have expected to win the ring.
Yeah, right. Going to the Bulls was like a PR move. He wanted to go back, you know what I'm saying, for his family.
Yeah.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, that's his hometown. So he went to represent, and that's what's up. At least he got a chance to.
Yeah, but it's time to go back to your
city. Go back to Miami, bro.
So, D Wade is my favorite player in the NBA. I was rocking with him in Marquette, and I knew he was going to be a beast before anybody else knew. How? Because I'm a genius. So, D Wade, I know him. So, D Wade is going to go back to Miami Heat so he can get his number, you know what I'm saying, retired in the Raptors. He can have those last 2 years for the farewell tour, you know, and that's the best way for him to go. Now, if he doesn't go there, he's going to go back and go to Cleveland to help out his boy LeBron because, you know, they're the Banana Boat Boys. You know
Banana Boat Boys. Triple B's.
Triple B's. Triple B's. So that's what I think. What about you? Killer.
You know what? I stopped.
What happened?
The ADHD
was, you was thinking about the green.
Well,
and black.
George commented and then.
Oh, George.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Well, you know, we've been talking about sports since 73, so.
Kyrie meets with LeBron to air To air it out, right? To clear the air.
Oh, yeah, I thought it said air it out, right? Air it out.
You doing laundry now?
They meant to clear the air. Lil Blay, this is your team. So, man. What do you think took place, and are you feeling good about this meet?
About them meeting together? I mean, is it confirmed that Kyrie leaving yet?
It's not confirmed. He wants to, but they didn't trade, so... You need him to win.
Yeah.
I don't always drink tequila, but when I do... Because
what they traded D. Rose, right?
To the yeah, game. Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Rose not the same Derrick Rose, for real. So you really need Kyrie or somebody.
Right.
I mean, but I hope the meeting went well. I hope everything was cool.
All right, so you hear that, Kyrie. All right. Lil Blaze said he hope everything cool. You need to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and link up with Brian, at least so I can have an exciting finals to watch. I don't really want to see... Right. The Warriors.
I say Kyrie.
Beat down the Cavs.
Man, I hate the Warriors, good. Man.
What Kyrie should do.
Because that's not, they. I swear they be cheating.
They cheating.
Oh. It's not like you playing 2K and the computer winning. That's how they cheating, cuz.
So LeBron ain't cheating, though?
Not at all.
LeBron started it, though. He started the big three. He'll be on there for an hour, though. Yeah. Don't start.
Shout out to Cam.
I don't like
Cam with Lil Blake.
Shout out to Cam, man.
I feel like Steph Curry overrated.
Steph Curry is overrated. It's another one where I got to get you saying that.
Steph Curry is overrated.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but when stats and facts.
I feel like that's not a fair team. If you play with them in 2K, you weak.
That's true.
I feel you. Online, I play with the Minnesota Timberwolves just to whoop niggas' asses and make them feel bad. Like, if you lose to somebody playing with the Timberwolves, you want to kill yourself.
I think we need to have a Stu podcast 2K18 tournament when we drop. I agree.
Oh, you know what? Also, we are going to have a Stu podcast draft.
Yeah, the fantasy football draft.
That's going to be a special show. It's not going to be on Thursday. So tune in.
So we got a little bit of time left. We definitely want to get into the interview with Lil Blade.
Yeah, let's jump over the week two games of the week. Y'all at home, y'all think about the game of the week.
Yeah,
the Lions on. Don't worry about it. Lil Blade in the building.
Lil Blade is in the building. So let's get this started, man. So, man. Okay, this is my question to start it off. So, do you think of it? It has more of a blessing or a curse to be Blade Icewood's son. Because, like, it's a blessing for sure. But it's like people expect so much of you, and it's going to be hard to get out from underneath of his shadow.
Right. Like, it's both. For real. I mean, with the music, it's both. But, like, just being, like, normal without the music, it's pretty much a blessing. But with the music, it's, like, it's so much expected out of me. Like, I don't have no room. Oh, I'm tripping.
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, because like, I don't have no room to like slip up, you know, or like, because when my dad started out first rapping, he wasn't that good at all, you know. He had to build up.
What is that?
Ah!
I don't know what that is.
All right, we got somebody playing Street Fighter in
the studio. But yeah, it's like when my pops first started, he wasn't all that what he turned out to be. And, you know, he had to build up from that. It's like me, I don't have no time to show that production. I mean, not production.
That progression.
Progression. I got to come out on my P's and Q's. I got to come out hard. Like, I first started rapping when I was 15. So it took me 2 years to feel confident enough to just put something out.
Was it always something that you felt that you wanted to do?
Yeah, like, I always been interested in music. Before I even knew, like, my father had this much of an impact on everything, like, I really paid no attention to it. Like, I was in elementary school writing music, and then me just finding out how he was, it just pushed me to do it more, you know. And, like, people basically forced me to do music everywhere I went. When you gonna start rapping? You
know? Right.
And like the name Lil Blade, I used to hate being called Lil Blade.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to me, so I was like, all right, I might as well run with it. You feel me?
So when did you like realize who your pops was and
how people around the city? Yeah, what was that moment?
Because I mean, when we met, I don't think you knew how deep it went. You know what I'm saying? So when, like, around what time did you really figure that out?
Have to be. Like, I've been figuring it out. It's still going on, but it really hit me like his past birthday, like this past year on March 14th. They really went crazy. And I was like, wow. And it's like not everywhere I go. I mean, even before I started music, everywhere I went, somebody would just know me and be like, what? Like, I used to be like, man, what you mean?
Right. Who is it?
I don't even know you, man.
But nah, and you look like him, too, so it's like.
But nah, I know. So, yeah, it's a blessing for real, but it's a curse having that pressure.
Right.
But, you know, I'm straight, though.
So, Pete, tell our viewers where to call in at if they want to.
So, if you want to call in and have any questions asked to Lil Blade, you can reach him at 248-579.
Oh, yeah, let me put that on here.
5295.
Oh, there we go. He can see it.
With the Versace shades. You feel
Versace.
Me? Yeah, Versace.
Illuminati.
So, okay. You got a question? Cause
I was gonna move on. But I'm sure we're on probably.
Oh, we're gonna just end it with yeah. So
we got to talk.
I need to know. Do you get as hype as me? when I heard they want to ride on me when it come on. Because that it do something to my spirit though. When I hear that song, it do like that's one of the hardest beef tracks ever dropped.
Yeah, me personally, I don't listen to that song.
Because
It got so much, so much anger built up. Like, make me mad, so I don't listen. Yeah.
Right. I feel you on that.
Right, but yeah, it'll do something to you. But I don't listen to that song for real. My favorite song is probably I like chill music. I don't really like all that hard.
So what's your favorite? Like, when you're ready to just chill, what's your go-to?
Like, by him or just period?
Just period.
I really listen to a lot of people for real. I mean, I like A Boogie Cool from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've been listening to Lil Baby from Atlanta recently. But my favorite song by my pops is probably All To You, probably, or Chips on Pistons. He got with Royce da 5'9". That song called.
That makes sense because, like, when I listen to your music, I don't find like the hype club track.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, it seemed like to me that you making a lot of music that's coming from your heart.
Yeah, because I can't because not in Detroit. It's just street music, you know, guns, drugs, and all that, and I'm not affiliated with none of that, and I'm not gonna act like I am, so I act like myself, you know.
Right, I appreciate
that
too, because
gotta be honest.
Because most listeners, we can hear when it's genuine or when it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because that's hip hop. You got to be believable. That's a big thing of being that guy in hip hop or rap. It's like, are you being relatable and believable? What you saying? So that's something that you got to keep in mind. Like far as production, because picking the right beat. It's key to an MC's success as well, too. Who is, like, your favorite producer out there?
Probably Helluva, for real.
Shout out to
Helluva. Yeah, I love sample
you
beats.
When is that Helluva track coming, by the way?
I don't know. He sent He sent me a couple of beats. I'm going to get with him.
That's what's up.
I'm taking it slow now.
Just got off the phone with Helluva, man. We talked about some big business, man. Get back to me on that.
Yeah, pull up Helluva in a good way.
In a good way.
That's what's
up.
But
you know what? One thing that we haven't done yet was Hood Tales.
Hood Tales.
Before I get to Hood Tales, I got like eight questions.
Questions?
Yeah, I got all kind of questions. Right now, you know what I'm saying? We do have time.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Pay the bills. All right, so as far as hip hop right now, Lil Blade, like who you think is on the top of the game? Who do you like nationally? And then I'm gonna ask you about who you like in the city too.
Meek Mill.
Yeah,
Meek Mill probably my favorite.
What's your favorite Meek Mill song?
Even though he got body by a singing nigga.
Hey. That was my response.
I like
love
Meek Mill, man. That ain't changed me at all.
Right.
My favorite song by Meek probably that song he just dropped on his album 1942 Flows, I think.
Okay.
Meek got a hot album. Shout out to Meek.
Yeah.
And to come back from that and still be that guy, dog, that showed me a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. So like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Meek Mills.
He put his head down and stayed working regardless. He know what it is. It's a popularity.
He came with some hits. And he got the hardest intro in hip-hop history, probably. Still.
Yeah, that was good.
For real.
Like, dude, that's got to be the hardest intro.
Yeah, it is. It is. So what about locally? Like, who you think the hottest is right now, locally?
Me.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
Great answer.
Like,
nah,
I mean, besides
But, you know, Payroll, Peasy, Babyface, right? I listen to Tay B, you know. I mean, I mess with everybody in the city for real because everybody really show love to me, so I show love back.
You're not just going to go with what about, the generic T Grizzly?
Right, yeah.
Not that T Grizzly's not good, but, that's everyone's first answer.
And I really don't feel like T Grizzly is a Detroit, a local rapper. You know, he's out there, so I don't really put him
in that
category.
Yeah,
but I would. If you was putting me in that category, then he up there.
What kind of relationships do you have with people that are, like, deeply rooted in the industry? Have you been able to kind of bridge the gap between here and people who are really on for real?
Not yet. I hope to. I mean, I'm cool. I met T a couple times. I talked to him on the phone. You know, he's cool. But, yeah, that's really the only person I haven't really put myself out there. Oh, Be Legit and E-40 just showed me love on Instagram.
E-40 showed a lot of Detroit people love.
I saw that yesterday.
Because, we deeply rooted on more ways than one with E-40.
Exactly.
We can't speak about.
Right, can't say nothing. And we got that same kind of sound. I think we got the same kind of accent as California.
And Detroit, you know what I'm saying? We get a lot of our slang from the Oakland area. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Even that old boy came from Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Like E-40, I knew him and Be Legit was cool with my pops and all them. But that really shocked me because, like, I don't think of myself as nobody above anybody because of my name or whatever. But it just really hit me. Like, dang, I really could do something, you know?
Right. Here's the most serious question I got to ask you, and I got one too. Okay, I'm keeping a tally of this because I'm about to be pissed off. If I get the 3... And oh, I'm gonna be pissed. Have you met Big Sean?
No,
bro. That's 2-0.
Big Sean.
Easy said, I never met this dude.
Yeah, I never met Big Sean.
Lil Blaze said, I never met this dude. I don't want to get the feeling that you disconnected, Sean, because you are a CT alumni, and I rock with you heavy because of CT.
Hey, you need to start.
There's nobody up here that know you, man.
No, we need to get you up here.
Behind.
You need to mess with these local rappers, and you probably won't be getting smacked at your album sign.
Oh my god!
You feel me? So, it's a reason why you need to. Hey, if you got some real Detroit thoroughbreds, you won't get smacked, man. For real, pull up in a good way or a bad way.
So what? Hey, what's your third? What would be the third?
I'm saying the third, if the next rapper that's local, you know what I'm saying, if he say he don't know Big Sean, it's kind of,
I got a very serious question, and you'll have to answer this if you don't want to, but I think this would be great for the city. So now, we got Wipeout Son is rapping now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider doing a collab with you and Wipeout Son? Because I think that would be huge for the city, and that can heal a lot of old wounds.
That would be big.
And it'd be monumental, dude. But that's a touchy situation.
Yeah, I mean, he said something to me about it before. I told him I'd get back to him about it, but I really want to focus on myself right now.
Right,
for real.
Right.
I ain't did features with nobody yet, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got this one song coming out called Talk to Me. That's two, but I know them personally, though.
Okay.
But yeah, I really just want to focus on myself. I mean, if it come to that, then, I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I'm not really thinking about that right now.
That's what's up, man.
I like to say shout out to moms, man. She did a great job. You know what I'm saying? You humble, level-headed.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to moms.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to moms, for real.
Definitely. And the whole family, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure you have some food
at the crib.
Right. You did a good job, man. You seem like a very humble, intelligent young brother, man. Yeah. And that, I love that, just to see a young brother like that coming up, man.
Yeah, because people tell me, like, you need to start, just thinking of yourself different. Like, because, you know, I guess people look at me as I got a lot of power, but I don't really think about myself like that.
You are literally the prince of the city to a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, because like, you know, yeah,
I go somewhere and people would go crazy. I just
right.
I'm like, hey,
I'm
right.
Burger,
I was in Captain J's trying to get some food. Do it over the counter.
Like, good tell.
I'm like, good
right.
You little Blade. Whoop. I'm like, yeah, not that 10 piece.
right. Let me get that for the free bar.
But where's my food? I mean, I'm hungry.
Like, yeah, I appreciate the love. So, yeah, I ain't even here for all that.
So right. Do you have like one thing that if your pops are still here today that you would want to tell him?
It's a bunch of stuff, man. Like something specific?
Yeah, or whatever, you know, like just.
I don't know. It's a bunch, man. I love you. That's it.
Yeah,
right. It's, but if I say a whole lot, man.
Yeah. Right. Can you do the Blade dance for us?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Can we get it?
Here, get the Blade dance.
Are you going to be too shy?
What time, man?
Because, hey.
Oh, he did it.
He was doing that in the morning.
Right. Because I did see on your Instagram that you do regram a lot of people that do it. You know what I'm saying? You shout them out.
Seen a little boy doing that at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
Hey, you could be broke as hell, but if you do the Blade dance, you feel like you're $1 million in your pocket.
I swear.
Off rip.
Shit. Cool. All right, yep. So sky's the limit for you, man. Hood tales. Give us a hood tale real quick,
young,
and then we'll wrap it up.
I know you got at least one.
Hood tales. Oh, somebody on the phone. Hello?
Oh, we got a call. We got a call.
Hey, okay.
Uh-oh.
What up, though? Say what up, little Blake.
What's
Never
the deal?
Never mind, they're gone now.
Are they gone?
Yeah, I was trying
to call back. I mean, you can call back.
I thought you said cut it off. It's over.
No, I'll count you down. We got three.
Okay.
Oh, wait, they're calling back.
They're calling back.
Hello?
Yo.
What's the deal?
What's your name?
Some freestyle, man.
Hold on.
You can't just start demanding things. What is your name?
Oh, you got a different call.
Yeah, this Big Tay. What up, little Blake?
Big Tay. I mean, on a scale from one to big, like, how big are you?
Yeah, I know. You know, dude.
No, I mean, okay. Not okay.
Oh, my God.
In a room full of men, I'm not talking about.
Anyway.
God.
Yeah, Tay be on Instagram making a bunch of funny videos and stuff.
Oh, what up, Tay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tay,
okay.
Cool, man. I mess with Tay.
What up, Tay?
He gone.
He's already gone?
He gone.
He gone.
Yeah, but.
We got another caller.
Caller.
Hello?
What up?
Hello?
Welcome to the stew.
You live in the stew.
We live in the stew. What you got to say to Lil Blade?
Hey, this is G-Rock, so what up?
Hey,
what up?
Hey.
What's
Lil
the deal,
G-Rock?
Man? What's good?
What you gotta say, Lil G Rock? You live, boy.
She go crying. Can you not? Man, he's in it.
Oh, you over there tripping. What's good, man? What's the deal with you? Hello?
I listen to the music.
Good looking, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You have a question for him?
Yeah, you got any questions or anything, man?
No.
You just want to say hi?
You just want to say what up, though?
We appreciate you.
Man, shout out to Lil G Rock.
We appreciate that, man. Hey, Lil G Rock, tell the family what up, though.
Yeah, tell them I say what up.
Ray, what, Mir?
Any other calls?
Whatever. What's the number? 248?
No more callers.
We got
one more coming in.
Can I give the number out?
We got 1 minute, folks. Let's shut it down.
We got 1 minute. Can we get a hood tale from you?
You gotta get a hood tale.
In a minute? I don't know how it's going to be.
Take as long as you want. We had to pay the bills afterwards.
Hey.
A hood tale, man.
You got $5?
$5 per hood.
See the way my bank account is set up.
I might have a fireball, but hood tale.
First thing that comes to mind.
It'd be a bunch of stuff going on. Man. Oh, yeah. Me and my, this was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Me and my grandma, my little sister, my auntie, we was going like the DIA for something. Mm. So we parking on the street, you know, at the little coin thing where you put the change in for the parking. Yep, so we get out the car and we walking up to the DIA or whatever, and you know how it's bushes and stuff, right? So yeah, we walking up, and then we just hear something. So we look around, we don't see nothing. So we go back again. I hear, hey. I'm like, huh? Hey. You know, and I ain't see nobody. So then we keep walking, and then I see a dude just jump out the bushes like, y'all got some change? No.
Right.
And you're like, what you mean you don't got no change? Trying to start a full-blown argument with me. Like, you the one popped out the bushes. I didn't ask you to come out here and ask me for some change.
Right.
You know? But yeah, that's...
Trying to interrogate you. You know,
my grandma,
like
she might be a little thug. She's talking about me. I almost had to shoot him. I said,
that's where this came from. Right.
That's from grandma.
Yeah, anybody got some problem, y'all can holler at Granny.
Pull up on Granny.
Hey, pull up on Granny.
She'll get you right.
that's what's up,
great, man. That's
man.
One hood to me. Man. I wish I had more time. I'll tell you, it'll be a bunch of funny.
We're going to have to bring you back.
You're definitely coming back, man.
You're like the resident co-host. Man.
Exactly, yeah. Anytime you feel like pulling up, bro. Pull up in a good way. That's what y'all got up this weekend?
What we got up this weekend?
The basketball game, celebrity basketball game Saturday.
You hooping in it, right?
Yeah.
All right, back. Where is it?
It's at the YMCA downtown.
We'll be there.
At 2 o'clock.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we there for sure.
Yeah. I need some court side seats.
We need some tickets for sure.
You got that pool, man?
I think it's $10 entry.
Right, you pay that $10.
Yeah, and then it's free food, free school supplies for the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. We'll be in there. We might do a live, like, remote broadcast.
I'm still am a full blown athlete.
Let's hit the court one day.
Right.
After what you play, let's hit the track too.
Let's do it. Hey, Killer seen my jumper in person.
Was it air hooping session or
no? It was hooping, like straight hooping at the pit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. In my defense, I was in sandals.
Okay, but
wasn't prepared.
Was I wet?
I mean, I wasn't. I'm not gonna blow up his head, but I mean, yeah.
Okay.
All right,
pull up if you want that work. We out. Let's do.
Hey, come through August 26th, 6 to 11 day party. We got another Stu day party. Anything goes. When you got the Henny in your system, anything goes.
And
you drop the A and put a H-E-N-N-Y. Anything goes, baby.
Anything goes.
We out of here, man.
At Studio 51. At Studio 51.
Thanks for coming.
Studio 51. Get to know the Stu. Get to know the Stu.
It's crazy how it is when they really see you on. Nah, the bitches going crazy trying to hit my phone.